Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Council unanimously agreed on awarding the downtown street project to Swanky Imes Construction out of Cassin, the lowest responsible bidder at just over $3.7 million. The bids ranged from that to just over $4 million. The project, which includes reconstruction of Division Street from 6th to 8th and 7th Street between Water and Washington, also includes mill and overlay of Washington Street from 2nd to Woodley and various city parking lots. Construction is set to begin in a couple of weeks, weather permitting. Administrator Mardig said,
"So we'll have our website activated on project updates that people can kind of track what's going on. But we'll continue to monitor the weather. I'm sure the indications are they want to get in there as quickly as possible."
Construction will begin on Division Street to wrap up before DJJD. They'll move to 7th Street and then on to Washington. Some aspects of construction, of course, will overlap. Council continued to agree on all other votes but one. A vote on giving themselves a 2% raise in 2019 and 2020 was 4-3. Mardig opened the conversation with,
"I do think that although we are on the more upper end of some of our comparable communities, I think we're still within reason."
Adding that Northfield citizens are engaged, meaning there are higher expectations of elected officials. The raise comes to about $168 a year. Ness, DeLong, and Colby voted no, with Colby explaining that, based on where the city fits compared to other cities, he sees it unnecessary. Zweifel, Peterson-White, Nakassian, and Pownell approved the raises. Zweifel said,
"So I think that it's really important that we pass this so that people in the community who maybe look at it right now and say, well, I'm not sure I can afford to serve, maybe can relook at it and look at it and say, oh, maybe I can afford to serve."
The four also approved a raise in 2016 for 2017 and 18. Currently, council members receive $8,435 a year, and the mayor receives $11,248. Pownell and Mardig were in studio this morning. Their interview is on KYMNRadio.net. When you say CAC, the first picture in most folks' mind is the smiling Jim Blaha. He's been the executive director of the Community Action Center for 18 years. In that time, he's seen some major changes.
When I came, measuring by the data for Food Shelf, for instance, we were serving about 165 families a month back then. And 10 years later, we were over 500 families a month.
Kim Decker is a member of the board of directors and is leading the search for Blaha's replacement. They'll start initial interviews by the end of the month.
We're hoping that by early June, before people start to scatter over the summer and get harder to get a hold of, to be able to do kind of second round, maybe final interviews.
Decker says they hope to make an offer by the end of summer, as Blaha will be retiring in September. It's important for him to also have the right person in place. He added that he's very grateful for the community who have volunteered their time and dollars to support the CAC. Community Action turns 50 this year. There will be a celebration at Carlton on August 23rd. And the space at 423 Division Street has been filled with some fine and funky art for 14 years. But that will end. Swag is closing. Maxine Klossner is calling it quits at 92, and daughter Mary is ready for a new adventure. We'll hear more from Mary on Friday. And just down the street, Tag 2 is also shuttering. After nearly a decade, Susie Taggart writes on her Facebook page that she's made the decision to close the doors. Expressing love for downtown Northfield, she said she's ready for a change. These two unique stores will certainly be missed. As for Spare Room, they'll be ending their retail space but continue custom orders of their furniture. In the meantime, stop by, say hello, bid them adieu, and buy their product while it's still here. News from around the state is next.